This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. On the first Friday of most months, WHQR holds a lunchtime music concert called A Little Lunch Music. This month, our guest was pianist Barry Solwyn. He has a number of concerts coming up this fall, including a performance tomorrow night at Keenan Auditorium. The Office of the Arts presents a new performance series called Rush Hour Concerts. The fall season begins tomorrow night with Barry Solwyn. When Dr. Solwyn performed at WHQR earlier this month, Kristen Brogdon, the director of the Office of the Arts, was in the audience, and she spoke with us about the Rush Hour series.
This is a new concert series that we started this year, and Dr. Solwyn's concert is the first of four concerts that will be happening this fall. They're intended also to be relatively informal. We're featuring lots of different genres of music. Tickets are $10. There will be refreshments that you can bring in, and it's a chance for people who are aficionados or who are curious about these styles of music to come and listen and just enjoy themselves. And Dr. Solwyn has put together a really lovely kind of autumnal program for this particular concert, and we're very excited about it.
Tomorrow night, one of the pieces Dr. Solwyn will perform is by Debussy, and it's not Clair de Lune, but it's related.
I heard another pianist perform it, and I was absolutely, I love Debussy, first of all, start with that. Just the incredible sensitivity of his piano writing. But this piece was just bewitching. You've all heard of Clair de Lune, right, most of you? Which I'm playing with one hand and holding the mic with the other. And I won't be like a pop star. I'll throw the mic over there and then play. Anyway, but this is a different Clair de Lune, not that one. It's a much later piece from the second book of Preludes. It's the light of the moon for audiences on a moonlit terrace. I've always had more of a tendency to the Germanic composers, but Debussy has always grabbed me, so I love playing his music.
What happened in your childhood that made you go down this road?
Oh. So you want the Freudian version or the... So I'd love to tell you that, you know, I was going over to the piano with three and playing tunes by ear and, you know, total prodigy, begging for lessons when I was 4 and a half. No, it was much more humdrum than that. My father had been an aspiring pianist, and he gave it up and handed me the flag. And so at 7, he said, "You want to play the piano?" I said, "Okay." And so I started playing, and it turned out I was pretty good at it, so I kept going. And, it wasn't at least at an earlier stage of calling. At a certain point, yeah, it was something, okay, I'm not going to stop doing this. It's not, the usual, prodigy story. But I can say this, except for 2 days working a temp job, I've never done anything but music professionally.
You say 2 days?
2 days. I guess I wasn't, I don't know. I think this was a mutual agreement. This is, I think a very good point of encouragement for my students who will come saying, I'm thinking about a major in music. Well, what can I do with my major in music? Well, and I'll tell them that as kind of a first point of departure. You really can do it, right? You can do music as a living, as a profession, as a, as a passion in life. That is something you just don't want to stop doing, so you always do it.
That was concert pianist Barry Solwyn speaking with us at WHQR's raucous lunchtime program earlier this month. Tomorrow evening, he'll perform at Keenan Auditorium for the Rush Hour concert at 6:30. And he has other concerts this fall. Find all the details at WHQR.org.